Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
BK, happy to go out to the 101 ESPN hotline as we do each and every Monday to be joined by the Cardinals insider for The Athletic. She's Katie Wu joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Katie, congratulations on finishing the 5K for the Cardinals over the weekend. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I was feeling really good about my heroic efforts in the Cardinals 5K. I did it without stopping, humble flex. We're not going to talk about the pace, but what really brought me back to reality real quick was that Mike Gersh ran it in like a sub 24, absolutely dusted me. I didn't even see him. That's how fast he was. It also shows how good he is at eluding my presence. But all in all, you know, a great time at the Cardinals 5K. Even if you're not a runner, if you're just a walker, you just want to come out and support a good cause, I had a really good time doing it.
Katie, I like to picture my Michael Gersh with a sweat bandana on with that nice curly flow blowing in the wind as he's running with
no
tight
chance.
Jogger pants on. Am I thinking of the right image?
I absolutely think that Gersh is a headband guy.
Yeah.
I will find out for you guys and
please
confirm, but I think you're onto something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, then the flow that he has. And honestly, Katie, I understand how rewarding that feels after you run like a 5K. I feel that rewarding when I walk up my stairs with two laundry baskets in each hand.
What kind of headphones?
Hey, you know, little victories.
Little victories.
They matter for everyone.
Beats by Dre.
iPods?
No.
What is it? The
iPods.
AirPods?
iPods.
No. Man.
Gersh is a Beats by Dre kind of guy. He's
not
listening to
it. No, wait. Gersh is a cords guy. He still has the one that plugs into your phone.
Yeah, this is why he's my favorite.
Beats by Dre, I'm telling you.
Him and T-Bone.
My man.
Kindred spirits. All right, Katie.
Headband goes over the headphones.
T-Bone gave you the heads up prior to coming on the air. I'm a little upset
BK's
with Ollie.
BK's pissy.
No, hey, chill. Easy with that. I can't get over this Mason Wynn thing. The 2 days off per week, along with the actual scheduled off day, that it's just weird to me. But the one that I'm having more trouble with, because Mason Wynn, we talked about, this is their plan. I disagree with the plan, but it's a plan. I am curious, Katie, from your perspective, if you've talked with Ollie about this, their way that they utilize Yvonne Herrera, because he's one of their best hitters right now, and this is an offense that's really struggling. And Friday and Saturday, he did not get a single plate appearance, despite especially on Saturday, them having some opportunities late to pinch hit with him if they wanted to. Have you talked at all with Ollie about the difficulty of getting that second catcher in there more regularly?
BK, it's like you're a mind reader. You know, I wasn't with the team in Arizona over the weekend, but one of the first things I plan to talk to with Ollie Marmol today is how to incorporate Herrera a little bit more regularly into this Cardinals lineup, especially with the power numbers across the board down so mightily to start the year, because Herrera is one of the most impactful bats so far this season. And it is important to get him there every day, especially that when he's shown how consistent he can be and how big of a threat he can be offensively for this club when he gets consistent playing time. So it's difficult, right? Because when you have two catchers, you don't want to burn one. You never know. The last thing you want to do is utilize your emergency catcher, who I believe is still Brendan Donovan. But you also don't want to lose your DH. So it's a little complicated because of the second catcher factor. But I completely agree that if there's an opportunity for Herrera to get in the lineup every day, if you're the Cardinals, especially when you're looking at those power numbers and the team OPS, you're trying to figure out how to get him in there because he's really been beneficial to this offense so far.
So the one that bothered me, Katie, because I'm also a little pissy about this weekend, was Mason Wynn not playing in that final game. And look, I know Ollie has said that they're both on the same page. They discuss about getting him the days off. I feel as if they left an opportunity to win a series because they wanted to give another day off to Mason Wynn, who was off 2 days prior. Right now, I feel like the hot bat should be playing every single day, and 22-year-old Mason Wynn's not going to get worn down in the first month.
Yeah, I get the angst for this decision, too. Like we talked about before, it's a plan that the Cardinals have. Whether or not people agree with it, I can see both sides, certainly. I do understand the importance of keeping Mason Wynn fresh, but you look at the Cardinals' schedule just from a calendar perspective in April, and you see those four consecutive off days on Thursdays. That, by the way, is pickleball day for the St. Louis Cardinals beat, so it's really important they keep that pattern. But
it's supposed to be good weather, I think, this week.
Yeah, it's going to be great. When you're looking at the overall schedule, the travel, it's pretty brutal. I mean, I'm not a professional baseball player by any means, and I'm pretty tired going from West Coast to St. Louis to West Coast to St. Louis back and forth. And Mason Wynn is 22 years old. They need him, obviously, for the whole season. Shortstop is inarguably the most important defensive position for this Cardinals club. So I can understand the frustration seeing the calendar off days, but really, do you need Mason Wynn in April or do you need Mason Wynn in September and October? And I think that's the question the Cardinals asked themselves, and they came up with the latter. Again, I can see both sides, but this is the plan they have for Mason. They're sticking with it.
If I had to argue the other side, just for what it's worth, I would say they really need Mason Wynn for April to get to September or October being meaningful for them. Because right now, the way they're playing, I mean, they're going to need some help to be able to get there. But Katie, I think all of this gets back to the heart of the issue, which is your 3-4 hole hitters that you've had for most of the time. I guess now technically your 2-4 hitters are not hitting. Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt have both OPSs below 700. Paul Goldschmidt is batting below 200 now. His one extra base hit, if I'm not mistaken, was opening day. It was the home run that he hit. If those guys don't start hitting, none of the rest of this matters, right?
I agree. And when you look at the team OPS across the board, it's 665, right? Banner play today with the 8th lowest team OPS in Major League Baseball. But when you're looking, and I use OPS to kind of measure the overall quality of at-bats. If I just need to look at one stat, I'm going through something to see, I'm looking at the player's OPS to see kind of how they're feeling. So when you're looking at contributors for the Cardinals, you obviously think Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. And you're thinking, those guys need to bring the power, because they do. To an extent, you're also looking at Gorman, Contreras, Walker, and Nubar, but we can exclude Nubar from this. He's played in just 3 games. If Goldie and Arenado aren't contributing the power numbers that they're expected to, and yes, they're going to be held to a higher standard based on the players they are and what they've accomplished in their career and what they mean to this franchise. If they're not contributing the power numbers that they need to, it's shown early, at least to me, that there's not a source of consistent power left in the Cardinals lineup, and that's a big problem. We've seen it really since opening day. The Cardinals have a hard time scoring runs when Goldschmidt and Arenado aren't clicking. I thought it was great to see Nolan get a hold of one on Friday. He had that patented one-handed finish, that power swing that we haven't seen, looked a lot more like the Nolan Arenado we know and love. But Goldschmidt seems like he's searching too, especially on the off-speed offerings. So really, and you hate to put all of the expectations on two players, but if you're looking for consistent power, that's why Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado are in the middle of your batting order. So I don't think it's unfair to say that these two guys, and they know it, and they'd be the first to say it, need to start turning it around. Do I think they will? Absolutely. Their careers speak for themselves. But when they're not clicking, it really emphasizes the lack of consistent power opportunities throughout the Cardinals lineup, and you're seeing that with their offensive performance so far this month.
Do you think those two struggles, Katie, is also part of the reason why this team is struggling with runners in scoring position? It just seems like they're always searching for that big hit, and they're not coming up with it.
I agree, and I was going through the numbers because it seems like I watched all 3 games, obviously, on TV, and it seemed like every time the Cardinals had the bases loaded, nobody scored. And I looked, and I just kind of wanted to see where the Cardinals ranked in terms of leading runners in scoring position on base. They're actually right at league average. It doesn't feel that way, though, because lately, whenever they have a prime scoring position, bases loaded, runners on second and third, one out, no outs, nothing really comes through. So I think that's also being compounded by the fact that Goldschmidt, Arenado aren't hitting consistently. Contreras is working back from his bone bruise. I think Nubar will be helpful. It's nice to see Gorman get that OPS over 705, start to figure him out a little bit. And Walker, too. You know, it's been a slow start for Jordan Walker. He's definitely part of that whole power process. So, again, Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, they're going to take the brunt of the frustration here because of who they are in their careers and what they mean to this franchise. But throughout the lineup, the power numbers have been down, and the ability to cash in runs when necessary are also down. And if the things were different, I think you're looking at a much better record overall over the first 2.5 weeks of play.
Yeah, Cardinals have scored 3 or fewer runs in 10 of their 16 games so far this year. That is not where you want to be as a team. Only the Chicago White Sox have scored 3 or fewer runs more often this year than the Cardinals. For what it's worth, Cardinals do have a 200 winning percentage in those games, which is actually among the top 10 or 12 in Major League Baseball. Katie, I did want to ask you, Katie Wu is our guest here, by the way. On you could read her work over at The Athletic. Follow her on Twitter, at Katie J. Wu. One of the things that I'm curious about in terms of their decision-making with the lineup over the next week or so is how long are they willing to commit to defense at the expense of offense? And that means Michael Ciani slash Victor Scott starting in center field. I've liked the decision. I said all along, I think this is what they should be going for. They did not have good outfield defense at all, to put it lightly, a year ago. And I think it's smart that they decide to commit to that this season. But right now, with the offense being what it is a question that a lot of people are asking. Do you think they will eventually decide to go with more offense and maybe move Lars Mootbaar over to center at the expense of their defense?
I don't think so, only because we've seen how many runs already defensively the outfield has saved this Cardinals pitching staff, which actually has looked pretty good so far. But it does, again, underscore the need for more offense. Look, we knew when Victor Scott came up that he was going to struggle a little bit offensively. I mean, he's going straight from Double-A. He wasn't projected to make the opening day roster. He's here out of necessity. Maybe didn't expect him to struggle this much, but considering the overall scenario, sure, it makes sense. I don't think the Cardinals were expecting Jordan Walker to struggle offensively like this to start the season either. But I still think the Cardinals are going to prioritize at least as close to elite defense in center field as possible. And while I think Lars Mootbaar is a fantastic corner outfielder, I'm not sure the organization feels that he is as fantastic as a center fielder. I think they still prefer to keep him away from center field. So I do think the Cardinals, for as long as they can, are going to rock with either Scott or Ciani in center field and just kind of fill the gaps. But really, again, not to beat a dead bush here, it goes back to the importance of your heart of the order finding ways to contribute, because we're not talking about maybe switching up the defense if the Cardinals offense can find their way back to at least league average.
Katie, we'll get you out of here on this. You are born and raised in the Bay Area. You know the Oakland Athletics story, their history, everything that's kind of gone into where we are today. What's it going to be like for you as somebody from that area to be able to go back to the Coliseum this week for, I think this will be your final time covering a game there potentially? What's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, guys. Look, I try to go to as many of the California trips as I can, just because my family is out here. But when I saw that the A's were coming to Oakland, this was one of the first trips I signed up for, because it will be the last time I come to the Coliseum. And it makes me sad. You know, I grew up a Giants fan. I was always rooting against the A's as a kid. That's just what you do. But there's a lot of fond memories going to the Coliseum, because when I was a teenager, going to A's games was affordable. You know, when I was in high school, the Giants were in their peak of their even year dynasty, so tickets were super expensive. My friends and I would go to A's games, and it was just kind of like old school classic baseball. And I had a lot of good times at the Coliseum. It's really disheartening. I think if a city, a fan base knows what it's like to have a professional sports team ripped out of your clutches and then cite a fan base inaccurately as the reason why they can't stay, like that's really unfortunate. So it will be emotional. The Coliseum has, again, a lot of good times, a lot of fun times, a lot of tailgates. But obviously, I was of legal drinking age. And
that away, Katie.
Obviously. gotta plug that in there. I don't know. It'll be symbolic, I think. It'll be sentimental. I have a bunch of family coming to Wednesday's game, so that will be great. So hopefully it'll just be a good series. And as disheartening and frustrating as it is that the A's are leaving Oakland, I'm hopeful that this series can, I don't know, bring some closure to me in the fact that this team is leaving the Bay.
Well, they're playing some decent baseball right now. They started out the season 1-7. They are now 7-9, and they've got some decent pitching that the Cardinals are going to see in this series. So that certainly should be interesting for all of us to monitor from afar and for you to monitor while you are there. Katie will be interested in hearing what you get in your answer from Ollie Marmol when you talk to him about the catcher situation a little bit later on this afternoon. Enjoy your time back in your home area. We'll talk with you again next week, Katie. Always appreciate this.
You got it, guys. Thanks so much.